that, we've got Caleb Connolly working with us today. That's Liam's brother.
Okay.
And, of course, we have Kyle Johnstone, which we should acknowledge. He graduates in 2 weeks from San Jose State.
Phenomenal, man. And I've really kind of, so far this summer, kind of come to enjoy Kyle. So you got
terrific.
A great staff working for you, Marty.
He never panics.
No.
He never, honestly, no. I had him do stuff in like 10 seconds, he does it. He could be an umpire.
Well, he runs a fraternity down there at San Jose State, so whatever he sees here, he's seen way more chaotic stuff down at San Jose State.
He has the calmness of an umpire.
Yeah, well, is such that right, as, Eddie Montague?
Such as former National League umpire, yeah. Ed Montague is with us today. Eddie, how are you?
Calmness. I probably would have got a few people comment on
I don't
my
think
calmness.
You were, yeah, I got to ask people if you were a calm umpire.
No.
Well, actually, Krug said, who was I talking to the other day? Willie Mays.
Uh-huh.
Who
oh,
else?
Just
exactly
Willie.
Willie Mays.
You know?
About getting on, and Murph, too, getting on umpires. You know, you could, yell at them and, well, yeah, miss this one and all that. And you guys would never say anything. Did you have rabbit ears?
Well, when I was in Candlestick, you couldn't help it. If you only had 1,500 people at the ball game, you heard everybody. But, as I came up as a young umpire, you know, you have to try to establish yourself, and they really test you. I think the teams were different back then.
Yeah.
I mean, when you had the Pirates and Sanguine and all those guys, we had some guys, tough guys. And I think they tested you a lot more, and, I put my foot down pretty quick. And as I got older, had a feeling for this game more. I was able to listen to guys. If they're respectful, I want to be treated the same way they want to be treated. So,
but just, from the dugout, yelling from the dugout. Murph said they set up with Doug Harvey. Said, Murph, did you ever get thrown out of a game? And he said, yeah. And I guess as a joke, Doug Harvey set it up in 1 year. And Mike Murphy, of course, the Giants equipment manager and clubhouse guy, and it's named after Murph as well. I guess Doug Harvey came over to the bench and Murph was yelling and screaming. And Doug Harvey said, who's talking out here? And Murph doesn't say anything. And he says to, I guess, Charlie Fox or someone was the manager, says, get him out of here. Murph got thrown out.
Yeah.
It was a joke.
Right. Yeah.
But that's the way.
Well, throughout my career, Murph always yelled at me when I was out there.
Did he really?
Yeah, but I've known Murph since I was a little kid. Murph played for my dad. With a giant rookie team, and I used to follow Murph around like a little puppy. You know, he was it looked like he was 7 feet tall and just a great guy. But I did throw David Rosen out of the ballgame in spring training on the same
David Rosen.
It was a setup, and David was in shock.
Yes, he still is.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Eddie is with us, Montague, and I know we only have a minute or two.
Sure.
But all that went on with the umpires this week, I'm not going to ask you to comment on who did what and everything, but. Where's this replay going? I mean, what kind of vision do you see for this? Where's the command center? Why do they have to go into this little room and all that?
Well, the command center is in New York, and there's a group of technicians that look at every single game that's being played. And when something looks out of place, they key that game up, and they'll shoot it right to the ballpark. They'll shoot a game right here at AT&T if something comes up. And if requested to look at the replays, the umpires will oblige, usually on the boundary calls and stuff like that, and go down behind home, right behind where we go out behind home plate. There's a box down there, and the plays are already keyed up and ready to go. And where's it going? I think Major League Baseball is doing a great job as far as putting this into play. Now, this came in 2008.
Okay.
2008 was the first year we started this, and I think this was the first debacle that we've had with it. So
all right.
It's
well,
been
this,
pretty good, and it's going to get better.
This will be a conversation to continue. And
sure.
You know, you're a regular on our show, but I'd like to see it where New York makes the decision and just buzzes you in your ear and says, okay, this is what happened, as opposed to people schlepping off the field and coming back and forth and all that stuff.
Yeah, if they can buzz you like on balls and strikes and everything,
I'll make a comeback. Not that. See, now we offended him. We offended him.
No. And Marty and I were being so polite, Ed, because I had a lot of questions.
I'm thinking of a way to come back if I didn't
we'll
have to make a call. Yeah.
No, we want Ed down here, not out there on the field.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we got to go.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for stopping by. He brought his dad's old glove today.
Always a pleasure. Yep, this is an old glove. This is from 1928, Cleveland Indians.
Phenomenal.
All right, Eddie Montague, thanks, Ed.
Thanks, guys.